The first activity being set up here is that of boccia, and it's split into two teams. Each team has a different colour ball, and the aim of the game is to throw your ball as close to the target as possible. The organisers here have kindly let me participate in this game, and I clearly underestimated the role because my ball has gone a good 5 feet past. Another activity that we have on show here today is that of goal ball. Two teams take it in turns in their attempts to score a goal. All attempts are made by rolling the ball underarm. All the athletes involved have been blindfolded, so they need to rely on the sound of the ball and dive in the correct direction to make a save. The umpires having few issues with cheating as regards to few people lifting up their blindfold. I'm going to have a go, so I'm currently crouching down. I've got my blindfold on. All I know is that my opponent, the other side, is currently pulling back his forearms to launch a ball incredibly fast at me, which I've got to guess the direction. And somehow I miraculously guess correctly and saves. We're currently now setting up sitting volleyball. The key differences to point out for standing volleyball is that the court is a lot smaller, with the net being a lot lower as well. All participants will remain seated throughout the game. So again, I've been allowed to join in a bit of sitting volleyball here. It's my turn to serve. I'm crouched down, remaining seated. Go up for the serve. Afterwards, I got to chat with one of the day's participants, Ruth Parker-Williams, and also Charnwood Community Sport and Physical Activity Development Officer, Will Blank. So you've been playing a bit of boccia. How did you find that?
Interesting. Never played before. Well, I used to play Patang, and it's quite similar. It's something I can do from a wheelchair.
I was noticing it was getting quite competitive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a certificate at stake here.
Is it something you want to do more of in the future?
Yeah, it opened my eyes as to how much you can do.
OK, well, we've just been discussing. It's a great turnout here today.
Yes, it is. We've got quite a few people with various disabilities who have come along to try many different sports.
And also, it's keen to point out all ages and races as well.
But yeah, it's great to see such a varied range.
Why are we here today?
We're here today because at Charnwood we're committed to providing an Olympic and Paralympic legacy for sport for all people living within the borough of Charnwood, whether they be disabled or not disabled. We also want to use this opportunity to maybe even find the future Paralympic stars of tomorrow. I'm really passionate about sport and playing sport as a person with a disability, and just want to encourage more people with disabilities to try and take part in sport and physical activity.
This is the first of a series of events, so if anyone are keen to get involved, what advice would you give?
Give me a call at Charnwood Borough Council. My name's Will Blanche, and you can contact me on 01509 634 966, and I'll be able to give you information about local opportunities that are taking place this week, but also things that we'll be doing in the future.